אני עוד רוצה להזכיר על המאמצים הגדולים שעושים.
The great efforts that were making towards these two big congresses, the South American Congress in Monterey and the North American Congress in New Jersey. These congresses, they're not in order to learn theoretically, but these are congresses of practical realization of our work in connection for those that are coming. And if a person has the ability to come physically, it is many folds more beneficial than sitting in some other place, even if you're sitting with your group. Only on condition that you have no other choice, that the Creator prevented you from coming to the Congress, then really a person, because he has no choice, really because he has no choice. And this is a calculation that we're not gonna check. A person should, you know, examine, he should check it by himself, that he has this opportunity once a year. And if he has an opportunity to connect once a year, and for this connection to later develop him so much so that he'll discover, that he'll reveal the Creator, this being the purpose of his work, of his exertion, then again, I'm saying, think. Whoever is still in doubt of whether to come or not to come to these congresses, and I'm expecting to see all of you. And let's move on to lesson number 6, the topic of which is a salt covenant. And let's start with the first excerpt. Ilkot Arev. It is impossible to realize the Torah but through the Arvut, where everyone becomes his friend's guarantor, and keeping the Torah comes especially through unity, and therefore everyone has to be integrated in the whole of Israel in great unity, and then by receiving the Torah, immediately they become each other's guarantors, because once they want to receive the Torah, immediately they have to be integrated together, all as one, in order to be integrated in the desire. And then, certainly, everyone is responsible for their friend, since all are as important as one. And specifically by everyone being responsible for his friends, which is the matter of unity, by that can they keep the Torah. Because the gist of the work in unity is the desire, meaning that everyone is content with his friend and they're in equivalence of form and they're all included in one desire, by which they're integrated in the upper desire, which is the gist of the unity. All in all, what we need is the itkalelut, integration, that you have to understand that we can't reach the goal, you can't merit anything without reaching the goal. You can't reach the goal because you're a broken part, and that's how you'll remain. The Creator, He's bringing us to a state where we can come together, connect above all of our differences, as if towards a common desire, a desire that's above all differences, where we try to, as if, be connected, to ask Him to bridge the gaps between us, for Him to close us together in one kli, to give us the ability to overcome the rift, the gap between us, between all of us, that so that the distance between us will come from distance to closeness, from Oviut, coarseness, to Zakut, purity, and then upon the Oviut and the Zakut, the upper light will be revealed as the difference, the gap between the Oviut and Zakut. So we have to be happy for revealing the place, revealing the friends, revealing our desires, how opposite they are, how distant from one another they are. They have to understand that the only thing missing is that we need for all of these, for all this oppositeness to be taken into account. And so that this as the oviut, and the closeness between us will be the purity, and then we'll have the coarseness and the purity in order for us to reveal precisely in between the two as the kli for the upper light according to equivalence of form. So what follows is that it's all up to us. Everything's in our hands. We just have to start working seriously and seeing the correct work, the correct actions, realizing them. I forgot that I promised you.
Well, you want to go back to the first question? No. I'm not going to come back to the first lesson we started the morning lesson with. He's saying the main part of the Torah is unity. How do you work in unity?
Unity is that we're trying to connect between us above all crimes, meaning above all the differences, above the entire shattering that is revealed.
What is that term, unity? What is it, my action that I cause unity?
Unity, it means that even though that we're all different, we're directing at unity, connection, towards this special goal for all of us. And the special goal is that we'll all be connected, as it says, as one man and one heart, that all of us will want to reveal the upper force that has created everything for us, that has created us. And he wants for us to connect and to reveal him, acknowledge him. This is what it's all about. And so what follows is that there are so many sons, as it says, for your sons to the Creator, your God, as it says. And everyone's different, and everyone's fighting with everyone else. But in order to make Dad happy, we're willing to rise above our evil inclination, and to be connected with one another in order to make him happy. The example is clear?
Yeah, so now I'll come back to the first question. If he sees he has no happiness, he still needs the greatness of the Creator. I ask you what greatness of the Creator is. That's our work, because I don't know him, so.
The greatness of the Creator is something that I build. I build it. If I say that this force is higher than, is superior to me, and for his sake I'm willing to give my ego up, so the Creator is a bit more than my ego.
I thought the friend has to be as the Creator.
Or the friend, before that the friend, you're right. If I annul myself towards the friend, that my ego does not determine what I want to do, but it's the deficiency of the friend that does it, to give him a pillow, to give him a chair, that this is what determines, then that's how I work. This is how I serve the Creator.
When you sit in such a tent, you sit in front of the friend, you see him great. You see him small and he's nothing. And
right, because this is how you're led to see these things.
How I see him is great, I'm supposed to act towards myself?
You try to see that they're great because the Creator arranged them for you and he wants for you to annul to them.
I can't.
So ask him in every possible way, with all you have, really regret it all day long. Why can't you annul yourself towards them? Because to be a zero towards them is the first action.
So what does it help me? Not to see him as a zero, but how do I see myself smaller than him? And I'm sick of him, and I can't stand him. And
precisely because of that, because you see him that way, you have to see yourself as smaller than him.
How do you do it?
But it's a fact that you see him as someone who's smaller than you. It's a sign that you're smaller than him.
Have to think like that.
So think. Okay. Come back in a month. Fine. But that's the fact. If I see someone as being less than I am, then I'm less than he is. How could it be any other way?
I can't stand them.
Can't stand them, that's something else. More or less, this one thing. Can you stand or can't stand, that's another thing. Maybe you see that he's great, and this is why you can't stand him. Because your ego, it's what? He's greater than I am. Why is he greater? I see he's greater, and I can't stand that. These are different things.
So what's the work of the Creator that I'm doing the work with him? What is it? That I see him small, I see him big, I want to run from the table. What's the work of the Creator that I'm doing?
He, towards you, is now, he now appears as the Creator. You have to get along with him as with the Creator, period. This is the exercise that the Creator is giving you. If you annul yourself toward nine friends, then you will be as the Malchut toward the nine Sfirot, then you'll already have someone to talk to, and the Creator will have someone to talk to with you.
So what does it mean to annul towards nine friends?
That you really want to reach a state where you feel that they are angels, and you are a beast, animal. You're not seeing them, you see what the Creator depicts.
Okay, so now on the corporeal level, what do I have to do here? I have to keep lowering myself compared to them?
That's called they have eyes, but see not. You don't see them. You see what's depicted in your will to receive, until it will be depicted to you, each one of them, as the Creator, on the same level of importance as you depict the Creator. This is how you have to see each of them.
How to behave in such a tent?
Like towards the Creator?
They're friends now.
They're not friends. You hate them. You can't stand them. You don't, I don't know what. You have to, your attitude towards them should be like towards the Creator. He put these representatives in front of you. You have no choice. Otherwise, you'll never be able to come closer to him, to identify with him. What? This is something that we still have to talk about.
No, that's our whole work. That's my difficulty. How do I now put my head under the table and everything you say? Yeah, everything's good. Like kind of a zero to annul myself in such a way that I don't even answer. Each one has to do it.
In this work, there's external and there's inner work. Maybe you're not showing them this, but on the inside, this is what you have to do. There's even higher work where you show disrespect. Well, these are already more advanced stages. It's not for us yet. There's nothing to explain here. Let's continue.
Number 2, Baal HaSulam from the Arvut, letter 17. This is the word of the Arvut, that all of Israel became an Arvut towards one another, because the Torah wasn't given before each one from Israel was asked if he agrees to take the mitzvah of the love of others upon him, to the extent that it was written, love thy friend as thyself in all degree. Meaning that each one of Israel will receive upon himself to be concerned and work for every other friend of the nation, to fill all his needs, no less than what he feels he needs to give himself. After the whole nation agreed unanimously and said, we will do and we shall hear, each one of Israel became an arvut, that nothing will be lacking to each friend of the nation. Then they became worthy to receive the Torah, and not before it. Because in this general arvut, each individual was relieved from his private concerns, and now he can keep love thy friend as thyself in the and give everything he can to each one who joins the arvut, since he's not scared anymore for his own existence, because he knows and he is confident that 600,000 loving, faithful friends are around him, waiting to be concerned for him.
Meaning that man has to reach this kind of state in the tent where he understands that the tent supports him above any doubts, above all criticism, that they're willing and giving all the support, giving him all the necessary support, and if he's connected to them, he receives everything from them. Sufficient forces, their voot, support, in order to realize any spiritual action. And therefore, even though that it doesn't matter what state he's in, because any of them could be as the Malchut, and the others as the first nine, provide him with the support and the Or Yashar and the Or Chozer and everything, but on condition that he annuls himself towards them. And then this way, they begin to be interconnected, interdependent, and they already start getting organized from scratch, from the degree of Ibur. Meaning, it's not that they become as an ubar, an embryo in the upper light, in the Creator, in the upper. But between them, they're getting organized between themselves. They're organizing a higher degree than themselves, where they connect. And then, their next stage is already like a kind of the upper regarding each of them. And this is how they elevate themselves every time, more and more. You want to ask something?
Yeah, I wrote down my question. How can we be happy when I feel sorry all day that I can't see the friends greater than me?
Again, I don't understand. What are you regretting?
You told Svika.
No, leave Svika out of this. What are you regretting all day long?
That the friends, I don't see them greater than me. I have a problem. I can't see it.
So you regret it.
That's what you said. I have to be sorry. And along that, you say to be in happiness. So it's like bipolar.
So you regret all day long that you don't see them as great.
Maybe I'm not sorry enough, and that's what's not being revealed to me.
But do you regret that you don't see that they're great?
Yeah, it makes me not feel good. I'm shameful about it.
Good. So what do you do about it?
I don't know. I'm asking you what to do.
Why do you want to change it?
Because we learned that I have to be happy.
We learned. You want to get rid of this feeling because it's an unpleasant one.
Maybe.
So check. Check. Why do you want to get rid of this unpleasant feeling that you don't appreciate them enough?
Because I want to adhere to society.
There's something else.
And I'm not successful. I'm trying for many years and I can't. What do I have to do?
Did you ask?
A lot. I'm coming closer, developing also intellectually, but not enough.
Did you ask the Creator?
It's hard for me to ask from him.
From the friends?
There are friends.
Did you ask or didn't you?
What, to really come and ask?
Why not? What are they there for? When you sit together, what are you talking about? Philosophy?
I asked. I may be not enough.
No, you have to ask.
What to ask? What? Give me a brains?
Yeah? Yeah.
How can you do that?
Cry to them.
Here, I'm asking everybody here now.
No. You have a 10. To the extent to which you are integrated in the 10, from them you can ask. How come you'll ask everyone? They don't owe you anything. You have a 10.
I don't have a constant 10 yet.
Ah, you don't have one. So, be well. There's nothing to talk about then.
How do I get a 10?
This isn't the time for this.
I understand. Okay.
So, if you understand, do it. If you don't. Just don't come with complaints. And you?
Rav, maybe it's just me, but I never understood what to ask or pray is. So if I don't know what it is, can I still do it?
Yes.
So how or what?
What you're lacking, ask from the 10.
What does it mean to ask from the 10?
Didn't you ever ask for something from someone?
I understood that I can't speak about things that aren't about spirituality with the 10, the corporeal problems.
You're not hearing what we're studying about?
I hear.
That's it. Ask them for what you're lacking and listen to what they tell you.
So I need to say that I need help in this and this and this?
Yeah.
That's called asking from the Creator?
No, that's called asking them.
But you're also saying that we can already ask from the Creator.
The Creator is behind them. If you'll ask them, then you'll also get some kind of inspiration, excitement, connection to the Creator.
So even corporeal problems I can ask from them?
No.
No.
Only spirituality.
So what, in words, you're saying? Just say something in words to the 10?
Not to say, to ask. If there's something that you see that this is an obstacle on your way to connect to them and the Creator, you can ask them.
Can I give an example?
No examples. That's it.
Friends from New York have a few questions about the Congress. New York, please.
Good morning, Rav. We have a few questions from a few friends about the Congress and then an update. The first question is, how do we measure the success of our efforts in the Congress? Are we supposed to see a change in the situation in our region, in the society?
The success of your participation in the Congress is first and foremost measured by the number of people that'll come. Everyone. The more, the better. From all of the circles, the campuses, the more advanced courses, the less advanced courses, everyone, including everyone, you have to make sure that they'll come and participate in the Congress. This is the first condition. The second condition is you have to make sure that all the materials will be translated into English. Is it? All of it. All the lessons. The U.S. Congress, I mean. They're asking about the New York Congress. So, okay, you have to take care of this. I don't know what's going on. You have to take care of it, that you'll have all the lessons translated into English or into other languages if it's easier for whoever. And this is what you study. Somehow you talk about it. That's what's important. The more you integrate in these materials, the better of preparation it's going to be for the Congress. Prepare questions if you can. If you're talking about some kind of subject, Congress subject, and you have questions, write them down and then ask. That's the preparation. Besides us making this preparation, I'll try to give further lessons as preparation for the New Jersey Congress. We're now only finishing the preparation for the Mexico Congress, Monterrey. And let's hope that we'll be able to go over all of the New York Congress lessons. But it's not a matter of the material itself, but it's a matter of participation, like we just said. Where is the 10? Where are we studying? Where do we realize it? Where do we reveal the Creator? Where do I take the forces from? Who supplements my kli so that we can suit the Creator? This is what we're supposed to be about. And only. And this is something that you can't be in, you can't integrate in if you're in some distant place. For this, nonetheless, you have to be in a 10, and if you can be in a 10 during the Congress, then we will really do work, and I hope that good work that will leave the right and correct impression in you, and then you'll be able to advance to correct your direction. What else, New York?
Just a quick thing about what you said. This Congress is the first time that all the lesson materials were actually prepared by local teams here, not just a small content team, but a lot of teams in North America with friends from around the world. All the lessons already exist in English. They went to an EFC, and I think some of them are already ready to be. We can study them in the preparation. They're going to go on the website. So a lot of friends are already involved in this preparation as it is, and they're looking forward to the work in the Congress. And they have another additional update.
Ken? A question from a virtual student coming to a physical Congress could be overwhelming. How do they take these sensations?
So he'll get a shock, so what? So he'll get a small slap, and so what? He'll go into the correct work. What's the question? Don't worry. Anyone who'll come to the Congress and will go into a 10 will get the right drive towards the goal, and it won't deviate him from the path, and he won't get a shock as a result. Precisely because it's a matter of connection. This is why no one will be shocked by it. No one's going to get some kind of a bad impression as a result. That's it? New York.
Update from Zohar, if we could go to him now.
Ken, Zohar.
Zohar.
Midwest.
So I want to tell everybody we have over 500 that already signed up. From them, above 100 are new students that have never been to a Congress. We have over 100 children that will be coming and going through a special kids program. and we'll have teams connecting from North America, South America, Russia, from Israel are going to connect to Yeshivat Chaverim and get ready for the lesson in such a way. There's an atmosphere of a Congress. It's very strong. We want more. We want to give this final blow before the end. Like today is the last day to sign up in the cheaper price. We're trying to have everybody sign up today. And there's such forces in the air and feeling of a Congress. And we're getting ready for you, Rav, to come. We want to get you, welcome you in a vessel that is ready to receive the light and exert in the correct way. You also feel there's friends that are already going through difficulties, frictions, arguments, all kinds of difficulties, and we know that work is done here. Every day the pressure and the tense is very strong, and we feel that we're in a Congress.
It's fine. It's good that there are hardships. It's a sign for correction. And let's hope that this is how it's going to be. And we'll come closer to the connection and we'll start attaining something. Again, I'm saying the virtual group, please take into account that all this time you're sitting in a virtual connection. Come to a physical connection, and you'll see how much it changes you and how it directs you towards the goal. This is truly a must, especially for you. So I'm really expecting to see the Fiji 10 and all the other groups, and especially the virtual groups. And today we have why does he have to bless us every time? I see Be'er Sheva. Go ahead. I see that they know how to ask.
Good morning, Rav, dear friends in World Kli. So first of all, the friend that asked from Be'er Sheva is a friend from Haifa that is now on the Dead Sea, so he came to Be'er Sheva to study with us.
From Be'er Sheva, they don't come to Haifa.
And Rav, two questions, please, about working in the tent. I'm here sitting with a tent from Tel Aviv, and it's just working in joy compared to working with my tent in Be'er Sheva, where I feel the difficulty. How do I relate to those two kinds of work?
It's like when you're like a guest someplace and with some family, then you behave nicely there, you're a good boy, you don't see all the thrones there. In Be'er Sheva, you know them, they know you. Your will to receive is already revealed, and therefore the work there is hard. So what do you think? That if you'll sit with this tent for a month, it's not going to be hard. Sure it's going to be. That's how it always is.
Another question. There are many friends from the World Kli that they can't come to the congresses. And it brings me great sorrow because I'm expecting to meet everybody. And on the other hand, I think that the Creator wants me not to see them and not meet them physically. So I have to justify the Creator. I'm having some problems with that. So when does this feeling of sorrow that we're not meeting the friends physically, does it go with us in the work?
We don't have to yearn for physical meetings all the time. Eventually we have to reach a state where the feeling of connection will really be in everyone's hearts. We have to physically meet like on congresses, but for my day-to-day work, I need my 10. And the new connection that I get, it's like that you're going to study someplace and then you realize it in your work. So the same way, This is how you have to come to the congresses as much as you can and whatever you can, and then to realize it only in your 10. Each of us has to close himself inside his own 10 and there to see the Kli that we correctly form for the revelation of the Creator, not to disperse to other things. I have to see the 10 in front of me. I'll succeed in connecting with them. I'll have something. I won't. Then I won't. Period. That's it. So please, it should be clear to everyone.
Thank you, Lev.
That's it. Good. Everyone's calm. What do we have today?
Today we have an afternoon lesson. You are welcome to join us at 1:30 p.m. live with Rav Leitman on Seviva Tova. Thank you, all the TV viewers. Have a good day. Together in the Academy, before opening the seventh year of first degree, we are happy to invite you today, 10 a.m., in Petah Tikva. Come and discover how, in united forces, we can study in the university together quickly. Introductory course to the wisdom of Kabbalah. We are happy to invite you to an introductory lesson to the wisdom of Kabbalah. All over Israel, admission is 30 shekel. Please sign up in advance on our website or the toll-free number. And now we'll sing a song. רוצים לחבר.